Welcome to today's Hearthstone. Let's talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Kari Grinberg and Natasha Nickel with Hearthstone join us on today's program to talk about a unique summer internship experience.
Let our listeners know about how this process came to be, how you became a resident of Fairhaven East.
The opportunity was actually posted in our campus mail, and so when I read about it, I had never heard or seen anything like this before. So I immediately just jumped on that opportunity and started the application process.
And then, Natasha, how did this opportunity come to be for Hearthstone?
Yeah, so we have actually had a couple of what we call studio retreats that have been vacant for about a couple years. So Dot Beeson, our director of independent living, and I kind of sat down and just brainstormed about how we could utilize that space to be beneficial for both the residents and essentially a college student. So we reached out to, we have a good working relationship with Sherry Doan at Central College, and just reached out to her, kind of shared what we were thinking, and they jumped right on the opportunity as well. So we just kind of went from there.
And as I understand, this is a new experience for you. You've lived on the dorms the past 4 years. What was your kind of initial thoughts when you first moved in and you realized that you were living in a retirement community?
I guess I didn't really have specific expectations when I moved in because I didn't know what it would be like. I was a little nervous to see how they would respond to a student living with them, but they all responded so well. They were all so interested in me and what I'm doing and where I'm going. And so I get to eat a lot of my meals with the residents. And so through that, I've gotten to know so many different people and get to interact with them on a daily basis. So it's been a lot of fun so far.
And what's it been like interacting with, you know, a different generation almost every day? Whereas if you were living in the dorms, it would be your fellow classmates and peers, or even if you were living in town, you'd probably have a mix. What's it been like interacting with this generation of people that have contributed so much in their lives?
It's been really interesting. I guess when I came in, I didn't expect them to all be so different and have conversations go so many different directions, but each resident kind of has their own story and their own pathway. And so for me, just leaving college and leaving the dorm life, it's been really powerful to just hear those different stories and hear how they've gotten through everything that I'm just about to get started with. So yeah, it's been fun.
And Natasha, what have you heard from residents? What's their reception been to having a recent college graduate in their midst?
Yeah, so we were actually a little nervous up front as well, just because it was a new experience and we hadn't done anything like this before. But just upon our initial interview with Kari, we knew she was going to fit in and connect really well to the residents. So the first program that she actually did was a Friday with her family, and they did kind of a little old-fashioned sing-along, and the room was absolutely packed. We actually had to haul in chairs from the dining room because there were so many people that were interested, and it just kind of showed how quickly she connected with our residents within the first couple of weeks.
Did you expect this to be your internship or something like this? Because I don't know how many students get to have this kind of opportunity for that.
Yeah, well, that was initially why I was interested in it, because it was such a unique opportunity. But I didn't know exactly what I wanted to do when I graduated, so I knew that I wanted to spend my summer doing something that would potentially lead me in a specific direction. And so far, this has done that. It's shown me that I really enjoy working with this older generation and that there's a lot to gain from it. So yeah, it wasn't exactly what I planned, but I didn't really have a specific plan, so it worked out perfectly.
And what other duties has she been helping with here at Hearthstone as a part of the internship? Because I'm sure while she's living here, it's not a party 24/7. It may be fun, but it may not be a just party every day.
Yeah, so we had kind of a contract built up when we had her move in. And the main part of the contract was just eating meals as much as she can with residents, as well as providing two programs a month for our residents, whether that be the sing-along. This weekend she's making salsa with them. She's sharing about Austrian culture upcoming with her study abroad experience. So we just wanted someone who could connect really well to residents and then just provide those opportunities in evenings and weekends that we as team members can't necessarily do. So really not a ton of structure. So that's where we knew up front that we needed the right student to fill this role.
And what's that been like for you to draw on your past 4 years at Central to share that almost immediately with the population? I'm sure that doesn't live that far away from campus, but that otherwise you probably might not ever meet.
Central gave me so many opportunities throughout those 4 years. So I got to travel abroad quite a bit through both the choir and the study abroad program. And just through all of the classes and different opportunities that I had there, I've gained a different set of different background, I guess. And so a lot of the residents have been really interested in all of those things that I've experienced. And so it's just kind of started and created conversations with them.
And then moving forward, it sounds like this is something that Hearthstone wants to continue. I know that Central students may have preference, but if there are area students that have an interest maybe in the future working in this kind of community, what are the ways that maybe they can get involved with a project like this?
So our launch this year, we did as a 8 to 10 week internship, and we plan to do that every summer here following on out since it was so successful. So they can contact us either through Central College or call our main number at Hearthstone at 641-628-1244.
Once again, that was Central College graduate Kari Grinberg and Hearthstone Wellness Coordinator Natasha Nickel. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.